Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back, and I want you to hang in there. This is a very, very, very needed information for you today. It's a very necessary challenge today. Christians can't be silent any longer. If you put it in the very short vernacular, stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, stop being silent. We can't allow the loose, lax, lost liberals, the socialists, Marxists, BLM, communist Democrats to win this election by fraud and deceit and by theft. It is literally treason. A number of years ago, this would have been declared treason, and there would have been serious life or death penalty as a result of it. But going back to the fact that the article that I was reading before the break, the Decision Desk HQ calls North Carolina for Trump, and that gives 15 additional electoral college votes. I want to see, this was done late yesterday afternoon, the call was made. And yet I've heard nothing on the early morning news on any of the stations, any of the channels, any of the outlets. Speaking of that, I want to see how long it takes, 12 hours, 24 hours, 36 hours, before they, speaking of the liberal news, before they start speaking about this on the networks and letting the people know that there's an additional 15 electoral college votes coming out of North Carolina for President Donald J. Trump. I believe we need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that it's time for us to intercede on behalf of the president. Let me give you a telephone number again where you simply call in and say to the one answering the phone, take the message, defend my vote, hashtag stop the steal. You can call the White House. The telephone number is 202-456-1111. If that number is busy or if they refer you to the website, then you go to the website. The website is www.whitehouse.gov/contact/. That is www.whitehouse.gov/contact/. Or you can dial a secondary number, 202-456-1414. That's 202-456-1414. Just leave your information. Say, Mr. President, I voted. Whatever date you voted on, you can tell the city and the state. You can tell the actual location if you like. But I voted for you, and I'm asking you not to concede. I'm asking you to defend my vote and stand until the election is final when we can praise the Lord for your victory. Let them know. Let the president know. That's www.whitehouse.gov/contact/. And then the telephone number is 202-456-1111 or 202-456-1414. Let the president know we're praying for him, that we cast a vote for him, and we want him to defend our vote. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article from Matt Staver. Matt Staver is Liberty Counsel. Matt Staver has an elongated newsletter article that came out just a couple of days ago. It says, turn off the media that has prematurely picked its winner. There are many moving parts to this election. This election is far from being over, end quote. Matt Staver says, I have deployed some of our attorneys to join the battle for the election integrity. But many, he's saying in his article, but many voting locations in Pennsylvania are openly defying a state court order to get things right in Pennsylvania. Further, he says here, Meanwhile, the election fraud is rampant across the country. In addition to many documented examples of election fraud, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, here's Matt Staver talking about the documented election frauds, and let you find on Fox News, Martha McCallum and Neil Cavuto and others that are denying there's any hard facts, hard documented evidence. That's what they keep harping. There's no hard facts. There are no hard documents. There's no proof of any fraud, et cetera, et cetera. Now, Matt Staver with Liberty Counsel says so, and he lists only a few of them here. Buffalo, New York, a U.S. postal worker was arrested at the Canadian border with a carload of undelivered ballots. In Texas, a social worker has been charged with 134 felony counts of election fraud for illegally registering and voting for disabled people in her care without their knowledge or consent. Las Vegas, Nevada, a trove of completed ballots were found in the trash can of St. Anne's Church, which had been a polling place a few days before. Las Vegas, Nevada, again, a postal worker was caught on film giving ballots to a journalist instead of an election officer. In Clark County, Nevada, an election official has signed an affidavit stating that voters could vote without any identification whatsoever. In Travis County City, Minnesota, under undercover video show postal employees conspiring to commit large-scale voter fraud. In Michigan, a computer glitch changed 6,000 Trump votes to Biden votes. In Erie, Pennsylvania, a postal employee has agreed to testify regarding postmaster's scheme to fraudulently backdate the late ballots. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard a lot of that on Fox News in particular, where they're saying that he has recanted, that this postal worker has said that he lied, that he did not see that, etc. That is not true. It is an absolute deception for the public. He has not recanted. He's not taken his word back. In fact, he's drilled deeper in giving further evidence by affidavit and sworn affidavits with the witnesses to that. The Liberty Counsel, Matt Staver, further says, and these are just a handful of the new, credible, well-documented examples of election fraud that have come over just in the past 24 hours. In a future email, Matt Staver says, I will share concerning about the hammer software, like the vote switching I mentioned in Michigan voting. Further, he says, don't lose hope. We've been here before, and we will win. End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what I've been saying, and that's the position that I'm taking, and that's the position I want you to take, is that we win in the end. Just as I stated earlier, where Nehemiah says, our God shall fight for us. We need to recognize that. We need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that the scripture is very, very clear. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen. In Psalms 146 and verse 3, the scripture is very clear. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the sons of man, whom there is no hope. It is only through the God that we serve, ladies and gentlemen, that can give us victory in the end. It is clear in Proverbs 14:34. Scripture says, righteousness exalted the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you think it is not sin for the ballots to be spoiled or for the ballots to be miscast or for the ballots to be cast without identification, and I can go on and on and on with what's happened in this election, if you think that's all right, then you need to search and find another Bible. Perhaps you need the reverse slandered version. That's the reverse slandered version, because my Bible doesn't give us that authority as Christians to sit back, be silent, and do nothing. We're citizens, and as such, we need to be salt and light in the society in which we're living in. Ladies and gentlemen, any information about fraud and treason and deception surrounding this so-called Biden win, the false media, the fake media, including Fox News, will challenge that, deny that, and they will say there's no factual evidence indicating that. But, ladies and gentlemen, there is a coup that's been perpetrated on the American populace to try to steal this vote, just like there was a coup 4 years ago to try to destroy then-candidate Trump and then-President Trump, and that coup has been going on perpetually for 4 years. It has not stopped. It's just simply intensified. It's morphed into the election process, and that morphing into the election process, they feel, that is the socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist Democrats feel, that they have stolen this election. By the way, The Nancy Pelosi, if you've seen any later late pictures of her, images of her on video, she's got kind of a downcast, forlorn look now. Why is that so? Because they do not have, they've got a razor-thin margin that is controlling the U.S. House. And in that razor-thin margin, she has about 10 to 20 of the uber-liberal, Marxist, socialist, Democrat legislators that are saying that she will not be the Speaker of the House for 2021. She has, in essence, just lost her job. She's, in essence, just lost her power. She's, in essence, just lost her position of authority that she thinks she's had for all of these years. So if we haven't won anything, if we've not won anything else in this election process thus far, we can thank God that we have at least put her in a position that she will be removed from her so-called power. She thinks she's president. She thinks that we don't need a president because she calls it my house, talking about the Speaker's house. It's my house, she says. But ladies and gentlemen, every conservative, every patriot American, we need to keep on standing for victory. The media and the socialist Marxist BLM Democrats would have us to surrender to the enemy of our great nation. And ladies and gentlemen, this whole thing, if you look at it from a central biblicist perspective, it is a we're in a demonic warfare. It is spiritual warfare. It's the demonic warfare that has engaged, we've been engaged with as a nation and as the clear conservatives and the Christians have stood, but we're facing the enemy. And the enemy is not just the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democratic Party. We're in a hand-to-hand war, a combat with the enemy, and the enemy is antithetical to anything that we would call spirituality in today's realm. It is the demons of hell, if you will, that's trying to destroy this president and destroy America. Because after all, there's not another nation on the face of God's green earth where people from around the globe want to migrate to other than the United States of America. Why is that so? Because of liberty, because of freedom, because of religious liberties to preach the gospel, because the privilege and opportunity to have freedom of speech. That's why. And so we need to keep standing. Don't surrender the flag. Don't wave the white flag. Never, 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 never quit standing for good and for the gospel. I believe we have Greg on the line. Go over the question and comment, please.
Yeah, you're sounding like Winston Churchill.
That's a good challenge for the people. Never. Churchill said it, what, seven times? But he would say, never, 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 never quit. Never get in.
Never give up.
That's right.
Well, we're watching again. It seems like the left within America, their hypocrisy meter knows no limit. You know, it was Hillary Clinton that a few months ago challenged Joe Biden to not concede, no matter what. Do not concede. Concede, fight, 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 but do not concede. However, the entire machine on the left is saying, Trump, you need to concede. You need to step down. Now there are threats out of the media. Basically, we're going to blacklist you. If you're within the Trump administration and you don't go ahead and concede, if you don't go ahead and admit that Biden's the next president. It's they've made their decision, whether it's the New York Times or CNN or MSNBC or even Fox News. They've already made up their minds as to who the next president should be. The greatest attempted manipulation in world history, I believe, has taken place before our very eyes. Mm-hmm. For all these months, we've seen one poll after another that said Joe Biden had it by 17 points. By 14 points, by 7 points, by 11 points, by 4. No matter what, the poll after poll after poll, he's got an overwhelming victory, and they're going to sweep the House, and they're going to take the Senate. Those how the polls came out, right? Tell me, folks, is there a single one of you that believes a single poll today? They were lying. These are individuals that have the alphabet soup poured out behind their name. They've rolled out of Princeton or Yale or Harvard, and they want to tell you the way the world is going to be. Those were intended to suppress the vote.
Absolutely.
Listen, give you an idea. In the state of California, I will that a Milliken stayed at home, because they know the state's going to go blue. And if they're in the district where their representative is not a Republican, and they know that there's zero hope that they're going to get a representative or the president they want or the senator they want. So tons of them decided to sit at home. That happens normally, and that affects our popular vote because, again, you know, tons of them in California. But in other states, and the battleground states is what we're talking about, in the battleground states, they don't need to get very many people to sit at home. But the voter suppression was one element of the attempted theft. The other elements were technology, using things like, you know, Hammer and Scorecard, using things like this software sold by a company owned, managed, controlled by leftist Democrats. Then the mail system, tons of mail disappearing, not being delivered, being destroyed. One thing after, and then you get to the counting of the vote. And when you have individuals that are supposed to be monitoring the vote that can't get within 100 feet of the actual ballot, anything goes. Anything goes.
Greg, if I can interject this, you know, it was Joseph Stalin that said, it's not who casts the vote that counts, it's who counts the votes. And that's exactly what we see taking place today. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is Greg Youngblood, one of our four sons. Greg lives up in the southern tip of heaven. That's what he calls it, up in northeast Tennessee. And he gets to look over the mountains each day, and I'm thankful that he's there. But his wedding anniversary was 31 years yesterday. Greg, that can't be. I'm just 39. I don't see how you can be married 31 years now.
how many more birthdays are you going to tell us you're 39? I just wanted to know that.
I am 39. You know, you don't retire, you just get refired, and that's what it ought to be. But Greg, we were talking about the balloting. I'm looking at an article here. It says why SCOTUS, that's the Supreme Court, will vindicate President Trump's victory. And this is about five pages. I'm going to read four brief paragraphs. United States is a constitutional republic with limited democratic components, but it is not a democracy. While both forms of government are systems of citizen self-rule, pure democracy means majority rules in all things. Sounds great until you find yourself shipwrecked on a cannibal island just in time for the vote.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. My closest to the hall.
Locked out of the vote counting process in heavily Democratic cities with proven histories of election fraud. In contrast, this article says, our constitutional republic vests its authority in the legal principles established by God in the Bible, which has been elucidated and codified in British common law over the centuries and were expressly adopted by our founding fathers in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. The Electoral College, the allocation of the representation in Congress, laws protecting election integrity, and our rights to petition the government with our grievances about these matters are all rooted in those legal principles. Further, it says, this is it, it is this body of principles that define the rule of law and distinguishes it from the rule of man. It is essentially the difference between the will of God and the will of man, a truth reflected in John Adams' famous assertion, our Constitution was made only for moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate for the government of any other. The rule of man, however, follows only one principle, that might makes it right, and it defines right by whatever the ruling power wants it to be. And it goes on to talk about the fact that this writer says that he believes that all ineligible ballots, that is all ballots after the election day, that the Supreme Court will cast out and will ballot harvesting, illegal ballots will be cast out and giving Donald Trump the victory as it should be. Now, I don't know, do you see it that way? What do you see the potentiality? Because it's going to the federal courts. What's the potentiality in your mind in relationship to that?
Well, the left in America sees the Constitution of the United States as an impediment will. If you don't believe me, look at the words of Barack Obama. He actually said virtually those exact words. They see the U.S. Constitution as an impediment. They also see that high court, if they can't dominate the court, that's why they were talking about packing the court. They see it as a purely political body. though every public office holder in the United States swears an oath to support, protect, and defend the Constitution, since it's an impediment, they would like to rewrite it. And if they can't rewrite it, redefine it. The thing that scared the left the most in the past year is the replacement of RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, because they're going, we control the court. Therefore, we can make any word mean anything we want it to mean. Case after case after case, they will bring before the court just to have that court twist the words, twist the meaning, and come out with something completely perverted. They tried to shift to truly a democracy, which is not what we are. It makes me sick when I hear that terminology.
Yes,
the only democratically elected body in our as democratically elected bodies go, the people's House of Representatives is the democratic portion of our government. It allows the people to have a voice in the federal government. But if the people dominate and control everything, well, we see in some places where the masses can absolutely be destructive. Ben Franklin said, democracy is two wolves and one sheep voting on what's for dinner. The sheep's going to come out on the short end of that deal.
Yeah.
And when you have masses of people that see millionaires and billionaires as it's a wrong thing, that should be taken away from them. Once you destroy the entrepreneurial class in this country, you'll have nothing, no jobs to go to, no steel mills, no iron ore, no plastics, no none of the things that your life depends upon. You think it doesn't depend upon it, but you can't crank that automobile. You can't go to a hospital. You can't eat, other than we have mega industry in this country that is born and developed out of capitalism. You cannot destroy capitalism without destroying this country. But somehow or another, the left, your AOCs of the world, are convinced, well, we can destroy it all and it'll be all right. We'll create a new economy. These people, you look at her. She's a Boston University graduate. My goodness, if I were Boston University, I'd recall her degree today. She's an embarrassment.
Absolutely.
except for the fact that Boston University probably not only condones but supports her idiotic view on the economy. The entire I looked at Boston University's Department of Economics, I believe, and her degree is supposed to be in economics, and it looked like a bunch of Chicago dropouts that were running the entire department. I mean, surely Boston University can do better than that. We have interesting days ahead. If they are able to get away with this theft of an election, the voter suppression will be a permanent enterprise. Who will
Absolutely.
Go out and vote? And we saw Donald Trump went across the United States everywhere he went, 10, 20, 30, 40,000 people would show up. People showed up in droves. He got 4 or 6 million more votes this time than he did the last time. And still, this hide in the basement, hide in Biden, supposedly beat him. If they were able to steal this, then literally Republicans next time, millions of them will say, what is the point? The ballot
Absolutely.
Box
just,
option if, is gone.
If this so-called Biden win goes through, it will destroy our two-party system in the United States of America. We'll no longer have a constitutional republic. Greg, I want you to respond to this. I'm looking at the article. As Tucker Carlson says, only dictatorships tell people to accept an election outcome. Fox News host Tucker Carlson, he's the only one that's voicing things dramatically, dogmatically, clearly about this election. I'm wondering how long before they oust him. But it says Tucker Carlson on Monday night called it for allegations of voter fraud in 2020 presidential election to be fully investigated before a winner is ever declared. You can't simply tell people to accept an outcome because force doesn't work in democracy, he said on Tucker Carlson tonight. He said that's simply a dictatorship. He noted that in the key battleground states of Pennsylvania, Nevada, and Michigan, the Trump campaign has now collected signature affidavits attesting to criminal activity during the voting process. In Detroit, for example, witnesses have under oath stated that ballots were improperly backdated and counted without matching signatures. He says there's only one way to lower the national temperature to unite the country. We need to find out exactly what happened in this election. there are questions, and the names have to, and by all means, we must answer them. Here's what Carlson says. Further, he pointed out, one poll watcher alleges that 40,000 late unsealed absentee ballots were counted orally, and all of them went to the Democrats. In Nevada, 8 election officials say the witness voter fraud abated by other election officials and by their supervisors. One poll worker declared in an affidavit he saw people bringing ballots to a Biden-Harris campaign van. The ballots were then filled out at the van and placed in return envelopes. Eventually, Biden supporters formed a wall to block outsiders from seeing what they were doing. And it goes on to talk about on and on and on the questions that still are to be answered. And so here's an article, Greg, that says the United States Postal Service says huge amounts of mail-in ballots were never delivered. And it goes on to talk about what counties and what states and what cities that percentages of votes were never delivered. Greg, we've got about a minute and a half left on this broadcast. Complete your thoughts for our listeners to understand. We can't be silent. We can't sit down. We can't just be on the sideline and hiding. We must stand up and ask President Trump to defend our vote. What do you say to that? How do we challenge our people, our listeners, to stand up, speak up, and be heard?
Well, I'd encourage folks to encourage and even contribute to this campaign that's now become a legal issue. And the reason you need to do this is if we allow this to pass, there will be no faith in a free and fair election again in the future. This is the last opportunity to defend that. We see a direct assault on the rule of law. If the law means nothing, folks, we're all in trouble. If this can be done to Donald Trump, we're all in trouble. And I'm really hoping and praying at the end of the day that everything will come to light. I think there's a scripture verse that says, "For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything that shall not be known on and come abroad." We need to, I hope and pray, see a full airing, the disinfectant of light needs to be shed on the entire process. And I'm hoping.
Absolutely.
And
Greg, in closing, I want to give our listeners the White House telephone number, 202-456-1414, 202-456-1414. Call that number, leave your answer, asking the president to defend your vote. "Mr. President, I voted for you. Stand up. Don't concede this election. Defend my vote." Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time as, once again, we face the issues.
Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located just 1/2 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also, tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 and on Sunday mornings at 8 on 100.3 FM. For expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety at 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. Tune in and invite others to listen.